Welcome back to Elevate. We are in a new season, season two, where we are going to be highlighting incredible men that have made an impact in our community. And today we have Michael Moore with us, who is an established author, entrepreneur, and creative. And he will be talking to us about the highs and lows of what it means to be an entrepreneur, a Black man in business, as well as a kingdom man. Michael, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So I want to formally read your bio, and then we're going to jump into some interesting questions, I think, that are really going to speak to many men out there that are dealing with a lot of things that they tend not to have the space to talk about. So I'm hoping that through this episode, the men out there that are listening are going to get something out of this.
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. So let's go. Michael Moore has committed his life to serving God and humankind. He's a pioneer of destiny. Mr. Moore is a man of worship who operates with high moral standards. He is also a creative mentor, entrepreneur, and the author of, I just learned, 9 books, among many other talents. Michael Moore has also gained domestic and international influence through his prolific literary work. God's calling on Michael's life is further solidified in his career, aiding other creatives and those who are broken, lost, depressed, or may wrestle with an identity crisis. Mr. Moore is the perfect candidate to minister to the souls of those who struggle in the areas previously mentioned, because the Lord delivered him from those same strongholds and more. By faith in God, the creator of the universe, Michael Moore provides prophetic insight and revelation with the clear message of truth, hope, reformation, deliverance, and restoration through the love of Jesus Christ. With Michael's drive and love for the Lord, there is no doubt that the Most High God favors him. That is incredible. I love that. I love reading people's bio too and then seeing the response, because sometimes you don't realize all that you do because it's just sort of your grace.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. So tell me, you do a lot of work about identity crisis. What sort of was the catalyst for you that spun you into that work?
I would say just looking at, you know, just going about your regular day, mm-hmm. you know, entertainment, mm-hmm. music, mm-hmm. everything out there is painting a picture of who you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And it confuses, you know, it confuses you. Mm-hmm. And the things that they place on TV and just all of that just places you in this place of confusion. Mm-hmm. Do I supposed to be like this? Mm-hmm. Do I supposed to act like this? Mm-hmm. Who am I supposed to be? And so mm-hmm. you get entangled with all of these different personalities, all of these different ideologies. And so sure. you lose yourself in the midst of all of that until you find out who God called you, who he created you to be. Mm-hmm. And once I found that out, then it pushed back against everything I thought I was supposed to be, right. who people said I was. Mm-hmm. And so now I focus in on who God called me to be, because that's my true identity.
So what you're saying to me is that there is an identity crisis going on with many people, namely because of the influences that are happening. Maybe it's culture mm-hmm. That is influencing people's shape of who they believe they are. And so what you're saying is, in order to really actually find your identity, you must have a relationship with God.
Must have a relationship with God, because he created us. Mm-hmm. And he created us with a purpose, mm-hmm. with our own unique identity. Mm-hmm. And so no one else can give us what God has already given us, even before we was born.
Right, right. So what are some of the struggles that you are noticing that people are dealing with as it relates to their identity?
A multitude. You know, first, a lot of people have no idea why they are here on this earth. Wow. They don't understand it. They don't know. They don't understand what their purpose is. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, it causes them to get off track with so many things, because mm-hmm. they place time over here, and they sure. place time over there, and so not mm-hmm. realizing that you're wasting time trying to be something that you saw somebody else be.
Wow.
You know, not realizing that was not your lot mm-hmm. in life. And so, you know, you get off track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now I'm thinking about how this really has consequences around mental health.
Mm-hmm.
People that may not know why they're on earth may, in a sense, feel disconnected or may not necessarily feel like they have a purpose mm-hmm. because they're still trying to figure it out. So what do you say to those people that are essentially not really connected to what their call and purpose is right now on earth?
You know, a lot of the disconnect really is about your spirituality. Mm-hmm. And God created us to have fellowship with him. Mm-hmm. And out of that fellowship with him, birth, you know, who we are called to be, mm-hmm. you know, it birthed the confidence that we need. Mm-hmm. It answers the questions that mm-hmm. we have in the back of our mind. Mm-hmm. So apart from that personal relationship with God, mm-hmm. then we're going to always deal with mental battles. Mm-hmm. We're going to always deal with identity crisis.
Sure.
We're going to always deal with a plethora of things because mm-hmm. it was never God's intent mm-hmm. for us to do life apart from him.
Wow.
And so the issue is that, you know, as created beings, mm-hmm. we're trying to do life how we see it
right.
and not how God created us to live our lives. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, we end up with a lot of issues because we're disconnected from the creator.
Wow. So the importance of being connected to the creator, it really revolves around everything that we do.
Everything.
Our entire existence.
Everything.
You talked about mental battles. You mentioned it. And I was wondering if you can expound on it. In your bio, I think I read some things about going through mm-hmm. certain things in life. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of how you got into the work that you're doing through inspiring people and helping people be connected to their identity. What was some of those struggles like for you, if you don't mind telling us a little more?
I would say mm-hmm. it goes back to spirituality because mm-hmm. we wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Right.
And so you deal with, you know, our spiritual enemies, the enemies of our soul and, you know, speaking thoughts into your mind, mm-hmm. you know, lies. And then you start to meditate on what it is you hear. You start to meditate on, you know, the same enemy that uses other people mm-hmm. to try to bring you down. And so you start believing the things that you hear, mm-hmm. you know, from other people mm-hmm. as well as what you're hearing in your own mind. Right. And you start believing that. And it creates that mental war mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. you know, that mental war is actually a spiritual war.
Wow.
And the way I learned to combat that is, mm-hmm. again, you know, that personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
Worship, mm-hmm. prayer, mm-hmm. because even the scriptures tells you that, you know, there's benefits that we get from just praise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's benefits that we get from worship. Mm-hmm. God has given us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
That's good.
So mm-hmm. that spirit of heaviness is an actual spirit mm-hmm. that the solution to that is now a garment of praise.
Wow.
When you praise God, he dismantles the heaviness because mm-hmm. it's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And when I learn to stay consistent mm-hmm. in my relationship with God and doing the things that, you know, the word says that we must do, then all of the mental battles, mm-hmm. all of those things start to dissipate. Mm-hmm. And I became, you know, I start walking out who I really supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am today.
Wow. No, that's incredible. And I'm sure there's a real story behind that. And so many people, I think, are dealing with mental battles. Mm-hmm. And even in church, mm-hmm. I feel like people are coming sometimes to the house of God, and they're leaving without true victory, right. true peace in their mm-hmm. mind. And I'm wondering, what are some strategies that you would recommend as a kingdom man and a kingdom person that you would say that we could do better inside institutions, church institutions?
I would say one of the things that I realize that is a big problem mm-hmm. in a lot of, you know, religious institutions mm-hmm. is that we do church, mm-hmm. but we don't necessarily do God.
Right.
And that's the issue.
Right.
And I think the Lord, in his infinite ways, knew that we would have that issue. That's why he created a blueprint. Mm-hmm. The blueprint is his word, and his word is perfect. You know, it is, you know, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And if we abide by it the way it is written, then we will have the success of it. It's a blueprint. It's a divine blueprint that won't change. And what has happened is we, and I'm just speaking on the behalf, you know, of the body of Christ, we've taken the part that we wanted, and we only do that instead of taking this whole blueprint, sticking to it, so that the people can benefit from everything that God said we would have if we obey this book. You know, the scriptures that just dropped in my spirit, where it talks about this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night and do all that is in it, and you will make thy way successful. So if we really want the success that God promised us, this book of the law shall not depart. So we have to do what it says to do, because it's a spiritual book. And the world that we live in, it's physical, but it's controlled in the realm of the spirit. So our experiences, you know, is based on our level of spirituality. What we see in the natural is what has already happened spiritually. And so if we disconnect from that spiritual walk, then the only thing that we're going to wreak is havoc in the natural. And if we get back to God's mind on the matter concerning how God wanted church to be governed, we wouldn't have the issues that we have today. And everybody, whether they are a millennial or whatever age group, will get the benefits that God promised.
That's so powerful and so potent. I can feel your passion for this work, too. I'm wondering, tell us more about that book that you just mentioned, God's Mind on the Matter. What is it about? Why should people pick that book up and read it?
Well, it really just breaks down what God's mind is concerning, you know, worship. Because I really, the subtitle is about worship, you know. In this day and time, there's so many people are very confused about worship. And they don't know what to worship. And a lot of their issues is because they're worshiping a spirit, but it's not the spirit of God. And because of that, whatever spirit that you worship, you're going to get the benefits of. And what God's minds, what God mind on the matter does is dismantle all of the false worship, all of the self-worship, and a lot of the things that we have taken on due to culture and a lot of the things that we hear. It just really dispels all of the falsities, and it really brings truth to the forefront. And so that's why it is called God's Mind on the Matter, because it is God's mind on the matter.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible. So guys, get that book, God's Mind on the Matter by Michael Mora. If you want to know what God's mind is for your life and for what you're dealing with. You also have this significance in singleness. If you can talk to us about what inspired you to write that book, and also what would you say to those that are listening on why they should pick up a copy?
Well, I'm always inspired to write a book. God gives me all of the topics to write about. And so anytime that Holy Spirit gives me a topic to write about is because there is an issue in the earth where that topic is concerned. And if you just look at, you know, the divorces and, you know, singleness and there's a lot of issues surrounding all of it. And the significance of singleness in the subtitle of that book is God's Mind on the Matter. Because I always want people to know that I'm not writing from personal opinion, but I'm really writing the heart of God about a subject matter. And so in all of my books, I have scripture backing up everything that I say so that people don't, I just break down the teaching. So I make sure that it is infused with the scriptures so that people can understand that this is not something that I'm just saying, that this is covered in the Word of God. And that book will just help single people get on the right track, because there's not a lot of people that's really counseling single people the correct way. So they end up getting off and making many mistakes because sure. they have not had the right tutelage as it relates to singleness. And right. that's a very important stage in life because singleness is a foundation setting point in your life mm-hmm. where you're getting to know who you are, mm-hmm. what God called you to do. Mm-hmm. So by the time you get married, you're supposed to already know your purpose and be working in it. Mm-hmm. So when that person meet you, they don't meet a stranger. They meet a person who understands who they are. They know their identity. Mm-hmm. They know their purpose. They are working in it. Mm-hmm. They have receipts. From what that. God called them to mm-hmm. be and do. And so they're not just being idle, mm-hmm. but they ready themselves so they can be an asset and not a liability.
Mm,
and so
that's
what significance of singleness mm-hmm. really teaches.
Wow, that's so good. The receipt part. You got the receipt on the cost that you paid to find out who you are and to be working and walking in purpose and also to be an asset and not a liability. What are like one practical tip that you can give to those that are single, that are listening, based on what you have in the book? A little sneak peek of what they could look for.
A sneak peek. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always going to send people back to God. Mm-hmm. I have to mm-hmm. because our lives are individually mapped out by Him. Mm-hmm. And even though we can always, the foundation is always the word of God. Mm-hmm. But how God routes our lives individually is a bit different. So once we have established that relationship with God, mm-hmm. then, and we have that foundation, then our job is now, okay, be led by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So the Spirit of God can direct us mm-hmm. the way that we supposed to individually go. And in doing so, we have the insight that we need. Mm-hmm. We have the discernment that we need because this generation really does lack discernment because true discernment comes from knowing the word of God. If you don't know the word of God, then you can't have adequate discernment mm-hmm. because it's built around the word. Mm-hmm. So having all of those components in place, mm-hmm. you know, it helps singleness to be like a breeze because mm-hmm. it's no longer something that is tormenting mm. or something that is looked down upon.
Yeah.
You know, you will look at singleness as a foundational, your foundational place in God, your building blocks to the next so that you can be that asset. Mm-hmm. So it is helping each person to guide that walk mm-hmm. according to the ways of God so that they can bypass mm. a lot of unnecessary drama.
Oh, my goodness. That part right there. The bypass and unnecessary drama. How much could we actually accomplish in life if we just took the right pathway that God was leading us to, and we would bypass so much pain and hurt and despair
absolutely.
That we sort of find ourselves in? I know you're also an entrepreneur. You're a creative. You are a photographer. Tell us what that looks like. You're almost like, I like to call them a multidimensional kingdom person is what mm-hmm. I call them. And the reason why I say that is because I believe that because the problems that we're facing in the world are so multifaceted, mm-hmm. it requires a person that is multidimensional mm-hmm. that can sort of solve problems in different spheres and industries. So you're sort of doing that right now. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that.
Well, I'm created to be, you know, exactly who I am. And God mm-hmm. is still, you know, saying there's more.
Yeah.
But just being an entrepreneur, it takes tremendous focus. Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody, mm-hmm. but there are people who mm-hmm. God, you know, ordained to be, you know, kingdom entrepreneurs in the mm-hmm. world because it's important for us to be in these different spheres of influence.
Absolutely.
Because even our presence, just our presence being there, mm-hmm. God could very well be saving that environment.
Mm.
You know, there's something absolutely. Powerful about having one righteous person in a place because mm-hmm. God will maintain it just because of them.
That's right.
And another reason why there has to be, you know, kingdom entrepreneurs because those who are in the world needs to see how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
You know, there's always an opposite. You have good You have bad, mm-hmm. you have holy, you have unholy. Mm-hmm. So you have kingdom entrepreneurs and you have worldly entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the worldly, but the kingdom entrepreneurs supposed to be able to be a light for those who aren't, so that we can win them over to our side, mm-hmm. you know. And I think it's just important to understand what your role is, whatever sphere of influence,
yeah.
then you have the role to make sure that the standards of God is executed in what you do, mm-hmm. because you represent the kingdom of God. You represent God. Mm-hmm. And so not only you represent him, but you represent him morally. You represent him in your character. Mm-hmm. And so you have to bring that to that industry, mm-hmm. so that other people, you may be the God that people see that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may have some type of issue, but because you're a kingdom person, you're able now to give them that counsel, to yeah. help them through that deliverance or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You are now placed there to be kingdom.
Wow.
But if you're just worldly, then you miss all of these opportunities, mm-hmm. because the blind just leading the blind.
Right.
And mm-hmm. it's beyond wanting to be rich and, mm-hmm. you know, have the biggest house and the biggest car. It's beyond that. There is an assignment that comes with being a kingdom entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and has everything to do with being the mover and the shaker that God created you to be, because there souls are also attached to it.
Absolutely. It's so good, and there's so many thoughts I'm thinking, but I'm trying to pick which one I want to say in this moment. But everything you said is really profound. When you are a kingdom and you're in industries, you are there to dominate that industry, that space, for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we think of kingdom as only being in the church.
Right.
Building.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what do we do with the gifts and the talents that we've been given? Do we
right.
keep it there, or do we utilize it to be able to be a light? And I think that's what you're really honing in on.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that kingdom men may also be about that. Can you tell
absolutely,
us
absolutely.
about that book as well?
You know, kingdom men is about, number one, you know, kingdom men.
Mm-hmm.
And so that in itself says that, you know, this is an individual, this is a man that has the mind of Christ,
mm-hmm.
that their way of just operation, their operation is going to represent, you know, the authority that they are under, mm-hmm. you know, which is the authority of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be in authority unless you're under his authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so, really good.
Mm-hmm. You lead well when you follow God.
Wow.
If you're not following God, then you're not a good leader.
Mm.
Then you're just somebody who's just the enemy is going to use.
Wow.
Because you're susceptible of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to follow somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to either follow God or you're going to follow the enemy. There is no in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't pick God, then you automatically pick the enemy.
Wow.
And so kingdom men is about just establishing your foundation, your life in Christ, mm-hmm. so that you can represent, you know, God in the earth as
yeah.
a man and be the leader who you're supposed to be, so that you can bring blessings to whatever wife or whatever you're supposed to, whoever you're supposed to become,
mm-hmm.
so that you can be the difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's important to be the difference,
mm-hmm.
and not be what the world has carved out for you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts with a decision. And if mm-hmm. you don't make a decision, you're going to choose one and you on purpose or you're just going to, or mm-hmm. by default.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what Kingdom Men is about. It's also a book that's just really going to tear down
mm-hmm.
a lot of misinformation,
mm-hmm.
a lot of issues that you see a lot of guys deal with today.
Absolutely.
Which are a lot of issues, and
oh,
a lot
yeah.
of those issues stem
mm-hmm.
from a place of pride,
mm-hmm.
which is the same spirit that got Satan kicked out of heaven.
That's
you
right.
know, which is a lot of issues, the same spirit that a lot of guys that are dealing with today.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just really highlights a lot of areas
mm-hmm.
where a lot of guys do not want to deal with, but it deals with those areas. It's a very in-your-face kind of book, and it has to be that way because you're delivered from a place of truth, not from just this little skirting around a lot of issues. So the book also, if they receive the book, it will really bring them to a place of deliverance.
Wow, that is so powerful. I'm gonna actually read the book and give it to my brothers. I have four of them, so I'm definitely gonna be giving it to my brothers. That is so powerful. And in just the last few moments we have together, do you mind just encouraging the men that are listening? Anything you'd like to share with them as we come to a close?
Absolutely. And I just want to say to all the men out there, the most important thing that you can ever do is to give your life to Christ and to follow him in his ways. Because when you follow God, there aren't no mistakes, because the Holy Spirit leads you to all truth. And when you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, then you're going to be led right. And in your And you allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you, you also know how to lead your children, your wives. You know how to lead businesses. You know how to lead correctly. So I implore you to just follow God, because you will not err. Wow.
That's so good. That is good. Y'all, please, he has 9 books out. But the 3 that we highlighted today was Kingdom Men, The Significance of Singleness. That's for everybody. You need to get that book. And God's Mind on the Matter. That was so good. How can people purchase a copy of your book or follow you?
Well, my book can be purchased from my website, michaelmorabooks.com. And from michaelmorabooks.com, you can follow any social medias, and any other thing that I have on my site, you'll have access to. So again, that address is www.michaelmorabooks.com.
Awesome. And then just quickly, as we're closing, are you coaching and mentoring to young men?
I am, but I'm getting ready to do more of that, you know. And so I'm trying to put some things together. Mm-hmm. But they always come to me for different questions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got tons of answers because there's a lot of things that God walked me through. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have a spirit of counsel. So I'm open and ready to help in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
That is incredible. Please reach out to Michael Mora. He says he's doing some coaching a little on the low, but look out when it starts to launch. Yeah. Because you're going to definitely want to be connected to him. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been so profound, so powerful. I literally feel like I've gone through a transformation just listening to you in this session. So I appreciate your work. I appreciate what you're doing, what you stand for in the kingdom, and for the work that you're doing.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for tuning in and for listening to today's session. This was so powerful. We want you to do us a favor and share this out. Share it with someone else that you know need to hear this. And if you receive something from this, we want you to tell us your thoughts. Give us feedback so that we know how you received. We appreciate you all so much. We will be back next week for our next episode, where we'll be highlighting another Black man in business. We appreciate you all so much. Thank you for following us. We love you guys. Stay tuned.